Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday afternoon, one and all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been very excited to talk with my next guest. His name is Robert Held. He is an attorney from the Chicagoland area. And while he wasn't a barn-burning, foot-stomping, protesting type, he recently felt motivated to show up near Chicago at the Broadview U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility. This is where immigrants have been taken, someone argued disappeared, off the streets of Chicago and brought pending deportation proceedings. Again, this is without fulfilling the requisites of the Fourth Amendment. We'll get into that a little bit with my guest. But while he was at one of these protests recently, he himself ended up detained and held for 8 hours by ICE. With that, I want to welcome you, Rob, to the show. Thank you so much for making time for us. I know you have been in high demand since all of this went down. It is a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Thanks, Maggie.
Let's just, before we get into what exactly went down, you know, the accounts that I've read of your story indicate you weren't, again, some, you know, barn-burning protest-type guy, but that you, over the course of these months in watching the Trump administration, felt compelled to show up in Broadview to protest what was going on. Tell us about how you got to that point and why you decided that you wanted to exercise your First Amendment right and show up and complain about the government's actions.
The truth is, till about a month ago, I'd like to say that I don't get out much, but I was seeing videos, video after video, of federal agents shooting with less lethal weapons, protesters who were simply demonstrating peacefully. And I say that accurately. There were rubber bullets, there were pepper balls, there was tear gas canisters thrown, and I'm watching this video and I couldn't believe it. And I felt motivated, compelled to go out there and protest, number one, against, you know, what ICE is doing, but also to observe for myself, you know, this is America. I mean, are they really shooting, you know, these less lethal weapons at peaceful, innocent protesters who are not obstructing or impeding? And the answer was, yes, they absolutely are, because they took pepper ball shots at me.
It's extraordinary. And I think one of the things as lawyers we are called to do in moments like this is indeed to bear witness, right? To show up. We understand the law. We've all took oaths as officers of the court. We all take an oath to defend the Constitution and to fulfill that in our duties as a lawyer. And so I think folks bearing witness, not just attorneys, but especially attorneys as officers of the court, to bear witness in these moments, to lend credence and to help elevate the voices of others who are experiencing this is so critical. And I applaud you for getting involved in this way. Tell me, how many protests have you been at? Have they all been at the Broadview facility? And then we'll get into the events that happened at the very tail end of September.
Sure. Well, I have an app that alerts me where ICE is, and I've actually acted on that, you know, those alerts about ICE in downtown Chicago and in my home in the suburbs of Chicago as well, but never successfully found ICE based on those alerts that I get from the two apps that I have. But I have gone to Broadview quite a lot in the last 5-6 weeks now. And so that's where I've encountered ICE and the authorities that are policing the protest areas now in Broadview, Illinois.
Are there local police there, or is it, describe the scene. Can you tell which agency these various law enforcement officers are with, whether they're local Broadview PD, whether it's ICE versus CBP, FBI? Tell us, paint the picture for our listeners.
Well, it's changed. So when I first was going there about the second, third week in September, you could literally walk up to the ICE facility. It's a processing facility that's, as I said, in Broadview, Illinois, and you could literally walk up to its boarded windows and the locked door and the cameras and so forth. And agents, you know, would come outside and But you're right, alluding to who they are. Some of them have not uniforms, but you know, the FBI logo on their outerwear. Others say customs or border patrol. But most, we don't know who they are or what agency they work for. They could be ATF, FBI, ICE, Border Patrol. We simply don't know because they're not identifiable. Now, that's changed a little bit because of a federal court case, primarily one particular case in Chicago,
yes,
where they're supposed to wear conspicuous identification. But the shorter version is that there's two ways to ingress and egress, to get in and out of this ICE facility. And we could protest at either one. In the last few weeks, one of those has been completely closed off. And there's one protest area, and the designated protest area is, I would say, a couple of hundred feet from the ICE facility. So unless you have a megaphone, they're probably, you know, the federal agents are probably not going to hear you. Although I will give you one little anecdote. I talked to two protesters who were in that designated protest zone. This is going back a couple of weeks, and they got fired on with pepper balls and hit with pepper balls, even though it is a couple of hundred feet back. The pepper balls have a pretty decent range, apparently.
The idea that the acceptable protest zone is so far removed from the facility that you cannot be heard unless you have a blowhorn or a bullhorn basically negates, in effect, the purposes of the First Amendment, I would say. Sir, as a lawyer, do you agree? I mean, what is the point if nobody can hear you?
Well, that's exactly right. I hope that changes. You know, I keep telling people that talk to me about, you know, you asked about what forces are there. Right now, we've got the Broadview Police that are enforcing the protest zone area limitations. We've had the Cook County Sheriff, Cook County, Illinois, and the Illinois State Police. Federal agents can be seen on buildings. Well, we assume they're federal agents. We don't know. There are people standing. Let me just describe what I see. I see people on buildings, typically with masks, sometimes with equipment that is not identifiable. And I've shouted up to them and received no response. So there's people on buildings, but the ones that appear to be enforcing are primarily lately Broadview Police, backed up by either county sheriffs or the state police.
Have you witnessed any county sheriffs or local police firing pepper balls, tear gas, or rubber bullets at protesters?
Absolutely not. I think they have exercised great restraint. It's really a kudos to our state police and the Broadview Police as well, because they've exercised great restraint. And just in the last few days, they've even more toned down any potential confrontation at the end of the designated protest time, which ends the mayor's executive order in Broadview, ends at 6 p.m. And the Broadview Police has even been more accommodating in terms of protesters that want to stay past that 6 p.m. deadline.
That's, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, but that's the point, if you will. And by that, I simply mean, Robert, we want law enforcement officials, whether they're local, county, state, or federal, to show sufficient respect for citizens and residents' right to exercise our free speech rights, and to ensure, frankly, that federal agents can go about their duties. Like, these are both things that we should see in a democracy that is governed by the rule of law. Not a presupposition that anybody who's protesting needs to effectively put down and subdued and shut up. And it seems such a volume of the footage from these interactions seems to indicate that there are quite a lot of federal law enforcement officers that are much more interested in the flex, as I believe the kids would say, than in striking this correct balance between ensuring that federal officials can go about their duties, as well as showing respect and deference to those who peaceably wish to exercise their constitutionally protected rights. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely. It's bizarre that there's two things going on at the same time. One is, I think that most everybody, if not everybody, wants violent criminal Tren de Aragua or other gang members who are non-citizens who've committed violent crime to be arrested, prosecuted, or deported.
Yes.
We all want that. But that's not what ICE has been doing. That's not what we see on this in Broadview and on the videos that I see from the streets of Chicago. And that, you know, you alluded to it. I was arrested. I hadn't committed a crime. There are people that are innocently either recording the Broadview or other protesters and being sometimes subdued and arrested by federal agents. And it's wrong. And we want the federal agents, again, to do their job and do what the administration said, which is to get the worst of the worst. But to repeat for emphasis, that is not what's happening in Chicago.
That is not what's happening in Chicago. Folks, I am joined for this half hour by attorney Robert Held. He is from the Chicagoland, an attorney, as I noted, and he felt compelled to go to Broadview outside of the ICE facility there and protest. When we take a breath and come back, we just have about 2 minutes. I want to set the stage, Robert, and then we'll get into the details of what happened. About how many protesters were there? Mr. Held was detained by federal law enforcement and held for 8 hours. How many people were there? Was it a super tense environment? Set the stage for us a little bit, and then when we come back, we'll go through what exactly transpired that led to your detention. But set the stage for our listeners.
There could have been at most 100 protesters that Saturday afternoon. I had been sprayed with an unknown chemical directly into my face, so I was debilitated for about an hour. And then thereafter, I was at a fence that used to separate the ICE facility from the protesters, since been removed. Greg Bovino, the commander of Border Patrol, opened that gate with 40 federal agents next to him, and I have video of it, and said, "Clear the area, or are you going to be arrested?" Words to that effect. I was videoing him backing up, and at some point decided to clear the street and was chased down and arrested. But the volatility occurred only because Greg Bovino and the federal agents decided to open that gate and literally march into the protesters rather than use the other exit that I had talked about earlier. So they created a volatile scenario, I believe, for their own film and for their own website.
The propaganda value of what ICE and Greg Bovino, a Customs and Border Patrol leader, is what they're doing. We're going to talk about those events and what transpired after Attorney Held's detention that Saturday afternoon in late September. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. We continue this important conversation on the other side right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned.